Let us worship God as we sing in Psalm 147 and verses 1-5. Praise you, the Lord, for it is good. Praise to our God to sing. Psalm 147, the opening verses 1-5. Let us read just a few verses in Colossians in chapter 2. In Colossians chapter 2 and the opening verses. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. And so on. Let us now join together in prayer. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, we pray that we would always listen to the scriptures as they speak to us these words which are the living and the abiding word of God, which are able to make us wise unto salvation, which are able to give us life unto salvation, being born again through that living and abiding word as Peter describes every Christian experience. And as we gather here again around the word this morning, we do pray that we would recognize the authority and the relevance, the accuracy of the scriptures, the up-to-date message, which never becomes worn out or irrelevant with the passing of time. And amidst all the changes in the world and all the changes in ourselves, yet the living and abiding word of God remains the same, because our needs are the same and our salvation is the same. Sin is always the same. Grace is always the same. Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. And God is the unchangeable God. And there is no need to change the message or to cancel parts of it and to add new parts where deficiencies perhaps have been found. The scriptures, able and sufficient in and of themselves to guide us to God and to glory. And so this morning, as we gather again to worship the God of the scripture, may we do so by listening to the God of the scripture and to listen to the scriptures of God, the written record that God has given to us concerning his dealings with the world and with his people and indeed with his enemies. And we have cause for gratitude then, O God, as once again we come to the Holy Scriptures. We pray for ourselves that we would listen attentively. We pray for our loved ones that they would hear and believe and live. We pray for those who rule over us in these days, the emergencies that seem to be rolling on one after the other, the international tensions, the domestic difficulties, the way in which closures have indeed in a sense damaged so many churches and so many lives and so many businesses, and so much education has been lost that there is a generation growing up which has missed out on hundreds and thousands of days of educational opportunity which can never come again. And we are conscious, O God, that we live in times that are unusual for our experience, and yet we believe that God's hand is in these things. And the great issue for us always in these emergencies and every difficulty and adversity, disappointment in life, the difficulty for us is to learn, what is the Lord teaching us? What are we taking home to our hearts through the circumstances of our lives? We confess, O God, that often we are slow to learn, slow to see that in these times of testing and temptation, the Lord is indeed disciplining his children and even reminding those who are not his children that this world is not ultimately the best of all possible worlds and that we should seek the Lord. So we commit ourselves again in gratitude to this Lord's Day service. And as we then gather in these words of the scripture, help us, Lord, to raise our hearts in true gratitude, to bow down in humility, but to be lifting up our eyes to heaven and our opening our ears to the heavenly message that is given to us, that we may know more of what it means to know the Lord. We confess our sins, which are more than can be numbered. We do not profess to confess all because we don't know them all. We cannot name them all. We would be here all day doing nothing else if we were to simply itemize our sins. But Lord, you know, and we know in measure, and we do confess that we have sinned in so many ways. And we have asking always, and always we ask for mercy and for grace. And for God's glory we pray, always for God's glory. Hallowed be thy name, O God. May thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. This we pray for God's glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now we're going to read in 2 Timothy and in chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Saviour Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, who dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Amen. And may God bless that reading of his holy word. Now, we remind you of the afternoon service, 4:30, which will be, again, a recorded message. And, of course, then, again, on Wednesday at 7 p.m, the same recording, and next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. we expect again to have services recorded for our blessing. We do hope to come back to public worship shortly. You'll be given information of that, of course, but it seems that we will be able to gather together without restrictions in the very near future. And I'm sure we'll be thankful for that. But we do welcome you to these services. that have been recorded for you, and we do trust that they will be to your very souls the living voice of the living God, bringing us to new life in Christ Jesus. And so these are the notices, and we continue then to sing in Psalm 147 from verse number 6, and Psalm 147 from verse 6 to verse number 15. The Lord lifts up the meek and casts the wicked to the ground. Psalm 147.